From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, driven in part by Michael Lewis's recent book, Regulators Are Taking Hard Looks at the Widespread Practice in Financial Markets of Ultra-High-Speed Trading. The Lewis book argues that regular investors lose out when technology gives some traders the ability to jump in and out of trades with lightning speed. The industry says there is nothing wrong with it. At the center of Lewis's book is an upstart financial trading system out of New York City called IEX that looks for ways to use technology to insulate clients from high-speed traders nibbling on the edges of their prices. Well, now the Wall Street Journal says IEX is in talks to raise several hundred million dollars in cash to turn itself into a full-fledged financial exchange with all the necessary regulatory permissions and safeguards. IEX isn't commenting about this, but the head of market operations at this maverick operation was willing to talk about his efforts to thwart the fast boys as he sees it. Don Bulderman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, David.
Now, you've worked in many parts of your industry. What do you say to this view that technology is giving some market participants an unfair advantage?
Well, I think that is the case to some degree, absolutely. This is a consequence of the evolution from less technological to more technological over the last decade, two decades. The current structure is not perfectly efficient, and there are those who have been able to figure out there are these inefficiencies. And if they trade in a way that these inefficiencies are helping them, then they're happy to take advantage of that inefficiency.
So it's kind of an arms race. You know, you're working on the technology to plug the leaks, and I suppose there's others out there trying to poke little holes so that things keep leaking. But just give me a sense of this. For someone who's not an expert in this area, one thing you can do, I suppose, is what? Delay everyone ever so slightly?
Yes. So that's one of the foundational structural changes we made in IEX. We're talking about 350 microseconds is the amount of time we've added. So in 1 second, there are 1,000 seconds. Those are milliseconds. In 1 millisecond, there are 1,000 microseconds. To any normal person and to most technology systems, that doesn't matter at all. But for the ultra fast, what this does is it closes the window of opportunity to take action in situations that we deemed were unfair.
Now, there's a lot of attention to this being paid right now, and there are regulators looking into this, legal authorities looking into this, but IEX was set up way before this. So you must have had a sense, and others within the company, that this was a problem that needed to be solved.
Yes. This is a debate that's been going on very acutely for the last 5 years. We as an industry, because the industry is comprised of human beings, are still trying to wrap our head around the concept that microseconds matter. What we used to think was an instant in time, a half a second, a tenth of a second, a thousandth of a second, is actually a stream of time to some participants. And we're still working our head around that.
Donald Bullerman is head of market operations at IEX Group. Mr. Bullerman, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.